I wandered lonely as a cloud,
cloud
that floats on high,
cloud.
Floats on
high.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. We're going to start with a few poems from this book. This is called Glad to Wear Glasses, Glad to Have Ears. Okay, the first one is called Poem About My Glasses. I look after my spectacles because they look after me. Without my spectacles, where would I be? I'd probably be standing here, but I'd have a job to see. Properly. This one is called Vision. I have a notion of a nation where greener grass is, where everyone is trying on everybody else's glasses, where nobody cares about the colour of your skin or the colour of the case that your glasses are kept in. This is called Overwriting the Bank of England. The Queen wears glasses, but not on any of them Bank of England banknotes. She wears many a gem, but not the sparkling jewels of her glasses, and there must be some occasions when she's wondering where they've gone, but we can help the Queen by taking pen to paper and carefully putting them on. Anarchy lives. This is called On Hampstead Heath. I ask what sort of tree we are sat underneath, and you tell me that it is a big one. You ask me how I came by the scar on my knee, and I tell you that I hurt myself once. A passerby, possibly Austrian and possibly a Christian, points to a fluorescent cycle clip in the grass and wonders if I might have lost it. I stand up and indicate that I am wearing shorts. This is called Uncle and Auntie. My auntie gives me a colouring book and crayons. I begin to colour. After a while, Auntie leans over and says, "You've gone over the lines. What do you think they're there for? Eh? Some kind of statement, is it? Going to be a rebel, are we?" Your auntie gives you a lovely present and you have to go and ruin it. I begin to cry. My uncle gives me a hanky and some blank paper. "Do some doggies of your own," he says. I begin to colour. When I have done, he looks over and says, "They are all very good." He is lying. Only some of them are. Called Glastonbury. It is the Peace Festival. Midnight, moonlight, and the sound of drumbeat and song as long as the night is. A night of dancing, chanting, rhythm and release. It is the Festival of Peace, and there's nowhere around here you can get any. This poem is called The Imagination. The only nation worth defending, a nation without alienation, a nation whose flag is invisible and whose borders are forever beyond the horizon, a nation whose motto is why have one or the other when you can have one, the other and both, a nation whose badge is a chrysanthemum of sweet wrappings, maybe, a nation whose laws are magnificent, whose customs are not barriers, whose uniform is multiform, whose anthem is improvised, whose hour is imminent and whose leader is me. It's called Photo in St. James's Park. A hot spring day by the lake, and a young woman and man, probably tourists, possibly Spanish, who wanted a photo of themselves together, handed their camera to someone almost definitely English, who certain fellow countrymen might predictably describe as a very drunken old dosser, but to them, he was just a person, he was just a passerby. He accepted the camera, took a long time focusing and steadying himself, but managed to take the picture and received genuine gratitude from the two who had seen nothing deviant in his behaviour and who would remember him as a friendly and helpful English gentleman if he hadn't fallen into the lake with their camera. I have a song for you now, and this is an experimental piece of stuff. It's untitled, possibly untitleable.
Ooh. It's hard to make a conscience out of custard. It's hard to hear things when they're very faint. Things look cleaner when they've just been dusted, unless it's done with absolute restraint. A missing person's rarely called Xavier. Rosemary's a person and a herb. You'd think they would have canonized the Savior. This couple fell in love whilst down the pub. If you're somebody who tends to go and burgle, middle class you generally ain't. It's hard to keep your gob shut when you gurgle, especially when you're gurgling with pain. The best of words don't sound much with bad diction. The pavement very little to the curb. A phone bill without figures is a fiction. A jar bill without illness is a job.
Called the firework. Up in the sky go the rockets. Little Albert gets a big surprise, and his big round eyes light up in their sockets. The rockets came out of his trouser pockets. The firework too. He held the burning Roman candle, an outdoor firework without a handle. It made him cough, some bits flew off and turned his shoe into a sandal. In class. By chance I glance at her answer paper, protective of her labour, my next-door neighbour drops an accusing karate chop across the page top to stop me from copying as she writes her name. And this is called Pat. I said, Pat, you are fat and you are cataclysmically desirable. And to think I used to think that slim was where it's at. Not anymore, Pat. You've changed that. You love yourself, you flatter yourself, you shatter their narrow image of the erotic. And Pat said, what do you mean, fat? So, this is the last song we're going to do for you. This is a song that's introduced by Keithy Baby. Keith Moore. Keith, would you like to introduce this song this evening?
This is a song about a very good friend of ours. He doesn't go out very often. I don't know if he's here tonight. Is he here tonight?
He's not, Keith, I'm afraid.
Well, he doesn't go out very often because when he does, people are really horrible to him. And the reason they're horrible is because he's not in love. Not in love with a member of the opposite sex. But we think he's all right.
Good intro, Keith. Nothing wrong with that at all, mate.
He's in love.
He's in love.
He's in love with a brown paper bag.
He's in love with a brown paper bag.
His mother, she was disappointed.
Very, very disappointed.
It's not exactly what she had in mind. But eventually she came to accept it.
How could a mother reject it?
He's in love and
love isn't easy to find.
He's in love with a brown paper bag. Brown paper bag.
People stop and people
brown
stand.
Paper bag.
People say they're a crazy pair.
But there's many a crazy scene between a husband and a wife. Brown paper bag.
He found it by a market stall.
It's a bit screwed up.
Aren't we all? An empty bag is better than an empty life. And he doesn't mind if you caress his little scrap of happiness. He's in love, but he doesn't want to possess. One day he came up to me. He held the bag so tenderly, and he handed out to me. And I said, thanks a lot, but I don't think I could cope. I've already got a steady relationship. With a light blue envelope.
It was nice of you to offer them.
He's in love with a brown.
With a brown.
With a brown.
Hey, 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 hey.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Barnett. That's it from us. You've got Nigel here, who's on the guitar. Let's hear it for Nigel. And we've got Keith over here on bass. Let's hear it for Keith. And we've got Sue here, ruining away. See you. Thank you very much indeed. We were produced not only by our mothers, but by Phil Clark tonight. Thank you very much indeed for coming along. Good night.